kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Kasama ko ngayon dito sa Melbourne si Mabel Mercado at ating pag-uusapan ang isa sa kanyang mga ginagawa pag weekend, ang pagiging isang wedding celebrant. Magandang araw, Mabel. Welcome to SBS.
Good afternoon din sa'yo, Maridel. Thank you so much.
Ikaw ay isang wedding celebrant. Maaari mo bang ibahagi sa amin kung ano yung eksakto, yung wedding celebrant?
So, it's like equivalent sa judge or mayor sa atin na nag-officiate ng kasal. So, technically, civil celebrant ako dito sa Melbourne.
Oh, kung sa Pilipinas, gusto mong magpakasal ng civil, kasi dalawa yun, di ba? Simbahan at saka civil. Kung gusto mo civil lang na kasal, walang simbahan, sa Pilipinas, pupunta ka sa mayor o kaya sa judge. Dito sa Australia, hindi nagkakasal ang mayor.
Oo nga. Oo, tama. Oo.
So, civil...
So, kami yon.
So, wedding celebrant ang tawag sa inyo.
So, it's technically marriage celebrant.
So, paano maging isang marriage celebrant o wedding celebrant?
So, you do a course with me kasi I have a full-time work. So, I did it for, I think, 1.5 years. So, yes, definitely, they'll check on you. My assessment ka. You have to pass that. And then they will actually see that you're a fit and proper person to be a celebrant. In saying that, to every year we do assessment. So, you keep on doing that assessment every year para ma-maintain mo yung license mo. Otherwise, you can't.
So, ano yung assessment? Titingnan ba nila kung may ticket ka, meron kang kaso?
Yes, they actually will go into that because technically you're working for the government, attorney general. So you're under them. So pag may nagawa ka, syempre, ganyan, hindi malinis sa record mo, then you're not a fit and proper person.
So parang so, character, yes. Background check, parang ganon. So
kasi you're technically doing a legal thing. So definitely, dapat ikaw din. Legal ka to do that.
So, ano mga pinag-aralan mo? Yung batas? Yung constitution?
So, yes. We do like Privacy Act, Immigration Act, lahat ng acts, but ang Bible namin is technically Marriage Act. So, you need to know that from start. So, hindi mo makakabisado yon kasi it also has updates, right? So, what we normally do pag may kinakasal ka and it's a different circumstance o may ibang details, you look into that and you have to make sure that you're doing it within that rule.
Mm-hmm.
Maraming acts yan eh. Kala ko nga noong una, Marriage Act lang nung nag-aaral ako and then makita ko, oh my dear, you have Privacy Act, you have Immigration Act, you have Copyright Acts, everything, every act.
So, paano mo? Di ba sa Pilipinas, meron yung tinatawag nila yung notice of announcement ba yun? Yung pag ikakasal ka, lalagay sa munisipyo tsaka sa simbahan na si Mabel ikakasal kay Edwin o si Karina ikakasal kay Cristanto. Tapos nakalagay yun sa simbahan tsaka sa munisipyo. Dito ba may ganun din? Ang tawag yata doon ay marriage bans?
Wala. Dito kasi, you have to just do the notice of intended marriage. That's for 1 month bago ka ikasal. And we don't have that. We don't have the same thing.
So, ano yung notice of intended marriage?
So, halimbawa, ikaw magpapakasal ka. We need to identify you like within the Marriage Act. And then, once na-identify ka namin, you will lodge it into to a celebrant, right? In this case, ako. So that means from, let's say ngayon, from that time, ano ba ngayon? 25th of June.
Mm-hmm.
Ano ba, nag-lodge ka ngayon noon, both signed it, I'm happy with every details, documents that you have, it's been verified. So which means before the 5th of July, sorry, after the 5th of July, then you can marry.
Ah, so ibig sabihin noon, kung may asawa ka dati at nag-divorce ka, kailan pakita mo yung divorce, i-lodge mo yung divorce papers sa iyo, parang ganon. Or kung...
No, no. Yung divorce papers, dapat doon, before kang mag-apply ng notice of intended marriage, divorce na kayo, meron ka ipapakitang proof of evidence that you have the divorce certificate or annulment certificate.
Mm. Bakit mo naman naisip maging wedding celebrant?
Alam mo yung movie ni J-Lo, yung wedding planner? I don't know if you've watched
it. Yes. Oh, many times.
Yes. So obsessed with that movie, right? So I said, oh, because anything about wedding, I'm passionate. Sabi ko, I like to be a wedding planner or a wedding coordinator, something like that. And then, nung nakikita ko yung mga ibang stylists, ang hirap pala, kailangan, ang laki-laki ng sasakyan mo, ganito, ganyan. Mahirap. It's a physical job kind of thing. And then, nakita ko rin yung mga pamangkin ko, yung iba kong friends na may mga anak na kinakasal. And I've seen the celebrant. I said, I can do better than this. So yun, ting, sabi kong ganun. From then on, yun na. Yun na yun. So it has become my passion. Because nagustuhan ko every time na may kinakasal ako. I feel so happy pag happy din sila afterwards, yung couple. So yun, kaya naging tuloy-tuloy siya. And then sabi nila, oh ate, gusto ka namin ganyan-ganyan. Sabi ko, oh nakakataba naman ang puso yan. Sabi kong gano'n. So from then on, yun na I don't know, I'm very passionate lalo na sa mga love stories nila. Kasi iba-iba eh. Iba-iba ang love stories nila. And I'm so really passionate kung paano ko sinasabi yun sa tao. Of course, only the details that they want. So, yun ang story ko.
So, 6 na taon ka ng wedding celebrant. Ilan ang nakasal mo?
Ako, ang dami na. Nasa 100, last time I count, 110? 105, something like that.
So, madami ba dun mga Pinoy?
Yes, most are Pinoy. Some are Malaysian. Tapos meron na rin ako mga Aussie. Europeans. Yeah. So, iba-iba. And LGBTQ, of course. Yes.
So, paano ka naghahanda bago sa isang kasal? Iba-iba ba o pare-pareho?
Iba-iba. Kasi iba-iba sila ng story eh. So, first of all, syempre, kailangan, I always make it a point na I see the couple. And it's a must. By law, you have to interview them separately, right? So, dun sa interview ko na yon, so I asked them the requirements and what they have to do. Pag nakuha ko na yon, then I go home and enter everything into the BDM portal. Titignan ko yung mga story nila and then I prepare for the story. Yun ang malupit eh, yung story na yon. Kasi you have to say it to the people na it's not boring in the same token na hindi ka lalampas dun sa details na sinabi sa iyo ng couples. I let them write it to me. But then I have to make sure na wala akong sasabihin na hindi nila gustong sabihin.
Meron kang parang, di ba kung ikakasal tayo sa simbahan, merong ano, sermon. So meron ka rin parang ganon.
Yes.
Meron ka rin parang...
Welcome and introduction ko plus their story.
So ano ang pinaka-unique sa'yo na kwento na ng mga kinasal mo?
Childhood sweethearts. Naghiwalay and then nagkita sila dito.
Wow! So pinagtagpo ng tadhana. Mga Pinoy?
Yes. Yes. Childhood sweetheart sila. Naghiwalay sila yata. Siguro they were 13, 14 years old sila noon. Parang ano lang.
Puppy love.
Yeah. Tapos nung high school, parang naging nagsulatan sila. Something like that. Na naging sila in a way. Pero umalis yung isa pumunta US. And then yung isa nandito napunta. And then nag-migrate yung from US to here sa Australia. And then nagkita sila through Facebook.
Ano naman yung edad ng pinakamatandang kinasal mo? Meron ba mga 80, 90?
70s.
Wow!
70s.
Pag mga kunyari sa araw ng kasal, di ba? Hindi mo titimplahin mo yung mood ng audience, di ba?
Correct.
So, paano mo ginagawa yon? Paano mo tinitimpla yung mood ng mga guests?
Minsan, mas madami yung Aussie. Konti lang ang Pinoy. So, you have to go through from the western side ang dating. Okay? Which means, walang masyadong drama. Walang masyadong... emotionally, dapat you will get into their heart. sa kwento mo, pero at the same time, hindi rin masyadong matagal kasi ayaw nila yung matagal. Okay. Pag Pinoy, oh, gusto niyan, ano, they really like the story. Talagang lahat, detalye. Ganon.
Para sila at nagtagpo.
Saka, yes, yes, ganon. Hindi general. Hindi general. So, it's more on that. Depende rin kung yung ikakasal is bata. Kung below, say, below 40 sila. So, iba yung lingwahe mo. Pag bata, iba din. Pag matanda, pag sinabi ko matanda, matanda na rin ako, over 60s or...
Mga senior.
Iba rin yun. So, depende rin sa taste nila. Mm. Kaya malalaman ko yun sa story nila, kung ano sila. Kasi meron ding bata na conservative, may bata na very modern. So, iba-iba. Yun so, yung mahirap.
So, bilang wedding celebrant, meron ka bang chapel o ikaw yung pumupunta kung saan nila gusto?
As a celebrant, iba kasi kami sa parliament, no? So, as a celebrant, kahit saan nila gusto ikasal, within Australia, yes, you can do it. Because I had one na sa New South Wales na ginawa ko.
But, so may jurisdiction ka pa rin sa New South Wales?
Within Australia, that's my license.
So, pwede pala kitang imbitahan sa Darwin.
Oo naman.
So, ano yun naman yung pinaka-unique na place na nagkasal ka?
Meron kaming pinuntahan sa Dandenong Ranges. It was an intimate wedding, pero pinakatuktok. Like, ang dadaanan mo lang, talagang halos kasyang-kasya lang yung car.
Wow.
Takot ako doon kasi layo-layo. Pagdating mo doon sa place, parang haunted siya. So, parang haunted ang dating nung place. Kaya sabi ko, this is eerie. Pero yun ang type nila eh.
Ngayon, tayong mga Pinoy, di ba, pag ikakasal tayo, marami tayong mga ninong, ninang, secondary sponsor. May ganun ba pag wedding celebrant ang nagkakasal?
Look, we allow them, but we only need two witnesses to sign the certificate. Right? Pero we allow them na parang sponsor nila on the day. So, you acknowledge them as well. So, yeah, that's fine with me.
Yep. So, flexible. Depende sa... sa kultura at saka sa pamilya. Pero sa certificate, yeah, dalawang tao lang yung naglumalag. Kasi 'di ba sa atin? Sa atin lalagda lahat, 'di ba? Two pages. So kung
lang. Yeah.
Tapos kung gusto nilang may bridesmaid, may ring bearer, pwede rin 'yon. Parang kasal sa simbahan. Pwede.
Yes. And we encourage din yung ritual and traditions natin. Like yung mga veil cord, you know, aras, ceremony sa atin. Oh yeah.
So, ginagawa mo rin yun?
Yes.
So, para ka rin nagkasal sa simbahan, pero civil ceremony. Yung mga tinatawag nilang mga tradisyon.
Yes, we do that. Kasi may iba ding Western, akong mga kinasal na they have like, yung sand ceremony, may mga unity candles. So, iba-iba. Iba-iba yon. And we encourage that as celebrants. At saka meron pa rin yung iba, yung mga hand fasting din na ginagawa. That's Western. We encourage that too. It's really fun.
Ano naman ang ginagawa mo pag winter? Kasi, di ba sa atin, sa kultura natin, yung maraming nagpapakasal pag June. June bride. Malamig.
Winter dito, I know, wala masyado ang winter actually sa mga vendors. June, July, August, yun yung medyo wala.
Ah.
At the moment, meron akong 3 weddings this June. They want the winter wedding.
So, ano yung pinaka-busy mo na buwan? Disyembre?
No, from September.
Madami ba na mga kinakasal mo, kinukonta ka nila, kunyari sa first wedding anniversary nila?
You know, you'll be surprised kasi merong may mga na-renew ako ng vows like 1 year, 2 years. They're just getting an excuse to be celebrated. But no, they do. At saka, kasi yung vow renewals, I love vow renewal, yung mga renewal of vows.
So, gumagawa ka rin ng renewal of vows?
Yun ang, alam mo, yun ang nakakatuwa, yung renewal of vows. Kasi when they talk, yung pinag-uusapan nila, yung past nila. And it's really fun. And it's like a family event kind of thing.
Ah.
Kasi lahat sila reunion. Pero saya yun.
Maraming salamat, Mabel Mercado. Hanggang sa susunod na kasal.
Oh. God, renewal.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, o sa iba pang podcast apps.